Let's stay in Greece. Documentary filmmaker Chris Kasouris has visited a lot of refugee camps there. He's part of a group of filmmakers working with a foundation called What Took You So Long? And their goal is to show a different side of the refugee crisis, the positive moments.
Yeah, there are a lot of sad moments, there are a lot of sad people, but those sad people smile.
Kasouris says each time they visited a camp, he and his team would do a couple of things that help them connect with the refugees. First, they stayed in the camp with the refugees. And second, they helped people directly, even if it meant giving up on the perfect shot for the documentary.
Me and a colleague of mine, we were living at the camp filming. The situation got much worse in the camp. The army started cutting off food supplies because they're trying to get people out of the camp that we were in. And instead of filming, we decided to delay the project for a few weeks, and we stayed and we worked and we just lived with them. To a certain extent, we do believe that if you're filming three people struggling to lift a large box of food to feed a bunch of other people, your job in that situation, if they can't lift the box, is to help them lift the box, not film them failing to lift the box.
Kasouris says there were many instances when everyone around pitched in to help, like that time when he was filming in Athens and the Greek army stopped delivering lunches to 1,500 people.
It was a very horrible situation followed by a very beautiful one. And the independent volunteers sat down. Everyone had their own mini nervous breakdown because no one knew what to do. And then everyone kind of just looked at each other and said, okay, well, we're certainly not going to do nothing. So we're going to have to figure this out. And they figured it out. And then they created a program to cook lunch for 1,500 people. They found an organization to build a kitchen in a warehouse. And the next day, they cooked for 1,500 people successfully. Not without disasters and problems and whatnot. But the next day had maybe 15 nationalities in a warehouse cooking. Refugees, volunteers, didn't matter. And everyone just came together, listened to some music, and had an absolute blast. And creating those kinds of moments, doesn't matter if you're in a refugee camp or if you're at a friend's house and you see everyone get up and clean up all together. Those are beautiful human moments to experience.
Filmmaker Chris Kasouris is working on a documentary about the refugee camps in Greece. You can find photos from his trip over at PRI.org. You're listening to The World.